Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Coffee Break French Verb Fix. This is Season 1, Episode 5, and we're looking at the verb être. Welcome back to the Coffee Break French Verb Fix. This is the show which will give you your weekly fix of Coffee Break French and help you sort out your verbs so that you can use them accurately and effectively in your spoken and written French. Moi, je m'appelle Marc. Je suis bien sûr votre professeur et je vais vous aider avec vos verbes français. In this episode, we are going to be looking at the verb être. That's E, circumflex, T-R-E. E, accent circumflex, T-R-E. And of course, as you know, être means to be. Now, to be in English is very irregular. Think of I am, you are, he is, she is, and so on. And in French, it's very irregular too. So just like avoir last time, we'll be learning the patterns of être in the conjugations of the present, perfect, imperfect, and future tenses. You recognize some of the patterns, of course, because some of the endings are similar and follow the rules that you would expect, but there are other elements of être which are really quite irregular. Let's get on then with conjugating être. So être in the present tense is as follows. We start with je suis. That's S-U-I-S. Je suis. I am. Tu es. That's E-S, tu es, you are, the informal form. Then il est, sounds the same, that's E-S-T this time, he is. Or of course, elle est. Je suis, tu es, il est, elle est. Then let's move to the nous form, the we form of the verb. Nous sommes, we are, nous sommes. S-O-M-M-E-S, nous sommes. Then the vous form, the you plural or the you formal, vous êtes. So that's E circumflex, T-E-S, vous êtes. And notice that when you follow vous with êtes, you pronounce the S of vous, vous êtes. And then the il and elle plural form, ils sont. Ils sont. Now, listen carefully to that one. Ils sont. You're saying S-O-N-T. Ils sont. And notice the difference between ils sont for they are and ils ont for they have. We learned ils ont last week with avoir. Ils sont from être. Let's repeat the present tense of être with some music.
Je suis, tu es, il est, nous sommes, vous êtes, ils sont.
So that is the present tense of être. I am, you are, he is, she is, we are, you are, they are. It's time now to move on to the perfect tense. And let's think a little about what the perfect tense of être means in English, how we would translate that. So if I am is the present tense, then in the perfect tense in English, we would say I have been. So I have been ill, for example. I have been. And for the perfect tense, as usual, we need the past participle. The past participle of être is été. Été. So that's E acute, T, E acute. Été. Now, in addition to the past participle, for the perfect tense, we also need part of an auxiliary verb. And the auxiliary verb for être, just like all the other verbs we've covered so far, is avoir. So we need the present tense of avoir added to the past participle of être, which is, of course, we as we know, été. And that gives us j'ai été. I have been. You have been. Tu as été. He, she, or one has been. Il a été. Elle a été. On a été. We have been. Nous avons été. You have been. Vous avez été. And they have been. Ils ont été. So, that's the full conjugation of the perfect tense of être. As usual, let's try it with some music. J'ai été, tu as été, il a été, nous avons été, vous avez été, ils ont été. So just to remind you, what we're translating there is I have been, you have been, he has been, she has been, and so on. So, il a été, j'ai été, ils ont été, the perfect tense of the verb être. Let's move now to the imperfect. And the imperfect is slightly easier because we'll recognize the endings immediately. What we need, first of all, is a stem. And the stem for the imperfect tense of être is I acute T, which then gives us I was, or I was being, if you like, j'étais. That's J apostrophe, I acute, T-A-I-S, j'étais. You were, or you were being, tu étais, I acute, T-A-I-S, the same as j'étais. And then he was, or he was being, il était, I acute, T-A-I-T. So you're recognizing these imperfect endings from our regular verbs. We were, or we were being, nous étions, so that's I acute, T-I-O-N-S, nous étions. You, plural, were being, vous étiez, I acute, T-I-E-Z. And then finally, the il or elle plural form, ils étaient. I acute, T-A-I-E-N-T. Ils étaient. They were being. Of course, remember that for the translation of the imperfect tense, we could be saying, I was being, or I used to be, or just I was. So, for example, I was tired, j'étais fatigué. Let's conjugate être in the imperfect tense with some music. J'étais. Tu étais, il était, nous étions, vous étiez, ils étaient. So that was être in the imperfect tense. The imperfect tense being I was, I used to be, I was being, and so on. Okay, it's time now to move to our final tense for this main episode, and that is, of course, the future tense of être, and for that, we need to think about our future stem. Now, as we heard before, sometimes the future stem is just the infinitive. However, for être being an irregular verb, there is an irregular future stem, and that future stem is S-E-R, and then we add the endings that we know already to that stem. So, I will be is je serai, S-E-R-A-I, je serai. You will be, tu seras, S-E-R-A-S. Tu seras. He will be. Il sera. S-E-R-A. And you're recognizing these endings, of course, by now. Il sera. He will be. We will be. You can probably guess it by now. Nous serons. S-E-R-O-N-S. Nous serons. You, plural, will be. Vous serez. S-E-R-E-Z. Vous serez. And then they will be. Ils seront. Or, of course, elles seront. They will be. S-E-R-O-N-T. Okay, as usual, we'll finish this off with some music. Je serai, tu seras, il sera, nous serons, vous serez, ils seront. So that is the future tense of the verb être. Fully conjugated there in all six parts. I will be, you will be, or indeed, she will be being, although that sounds a little strange. Let's look now at some sample sentences. Let's stick with something straightforward enough to begin with. Paris is, from the verb être, of course, Paris is the capital of France. So that would be Paris est la capitale de la France. Using the present tense, Paris est la capitale de la France. Now, let's think of another example. We'll use the future tense this time. And we could say, we will be delighted to welcome you. The word for delighted is ravi, R-A-V-I. So, we will be delighted. Nous serons ravis. And of course, because it's nous, we have to make ravi agree. Therefore, ravi has an S on the end. Nous serons ravis to welcome you, de vous accueillir, or de t'accueillir, if it's an informal situation. We're talking to someone that we know, one person. Nous serons ravis de vous accueillir, if it's a formal situation, or if we're talking to more than one person. And nous serons ravis de t'accueillir. We will be delighted to welcome you if you're talking to one person that you know well. Okay, let's test your understanding and test your knowledge of French with a couple of translation questions. First of all, I'd like you to translate into French. The lady is very well dressed. The lady is very well dressed. So, the lady is very well dressed. We're looking at the present tense. La femme, or la dame, est très bien habillée. She's very well dressed. La dame est très bien habillée. Or, la femme est très bien habillée. Okay, let's try another one. What about, I was ill the day of your birthday? I was ill the day of your birthday. So here we're describing a situation in the past. Therefore, we should be thinking about the imperfect tense. I was ill. J'étais malade. The day of your birthday. Le jour de ton anniversaire. J'étais malade. Le jour de ton anniversaire. Now, there would be a certain situation in which we could use the perfect tense there. But let's not worry about that just now. It's time to go through the whole verb. The conjugation of être in our four tenses. We'll look at the present, the perfect, the imperfect, and the future. Let's start with the present. Je suis. Tu es. Il est. Nous sommes. Vous êtes. Ils sont. That's the present tense. I am, you are, he is, and so on. Now let's turn to the perfect. I have been, you have been. J'ai été. Tu as été. Il a été. Nous avons été. Vous avez été. Ils ont été. the perfect tense of être, I have been, you've been, and so on. Time now to look at the imperfect, I was, or I was being. J'étais, tu étais, il était, nous étions, vous étiez, ils étaient, I was, I used to be, and so on. It's now time, finally, to look at the future. I will be. Je serai. Tu seras. Il sera. Nous serons. Vous serez. Ils seront. And that's the future tense of être. I will be, you will be, he will be, and you know the rest of the conjugation. So, there you have it. Now, être is a very important verb, and we will come across it again and again. Of course, it's a very common verb, but it's also a verb that's used as an auxiliary verb to form the perfect tense of certain verbs. Of course, that will be explained when the time comes, and you may already be aware of that anyway. Of course, we'll be back again soon with another Coffee Break French Verb Fix. Don't forget that in the meantime, you can take part in the show by sending us your voice recordings of your sentence featuring the verb être. Visit radiolingua.com/join in to send us your voice message featuring your sentence using être. We'd also like to mention that there is a members version of this show available on the Radiolingua website and a beautiful iPad ebook version available in the iBook store. Both the members version and the ebook include more examples and test translation questions. And we also provide the conjugation of each verb in the conditional, present subjunctive, past historic, pluperfect, future perfect, and conditional perfect tenses too. Find out how you can access this fantastic resource at radiolingua.com/verbfix. C'est tout pour aujourd'hui, les amis. À bientôt! This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.